We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Rav Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyo. We are in Bava Basa Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Hamocher Perus Lachaver Velo Tzimchu. He had a case, someone sold produce to his friend, and they didn't mention at all whether it's going to be sold for food or not. Sometimes people, they buy produce and they plant, they're going to plant it and use it as a seed. And it did not grow. Velo Tzimchu means the buyer planted the produce and it didn't grow at all, it didn't sprout. V'afilu Zerapishta, even if the produce that was sold was Zerapishta, was flax seeds, which are usually bought for planting and not for eating, and not for use. Eino chayv b'achrayus, and the seller is not chayv b'achrayus, right? He's not responsible to pay, because you could say, I thought you're using it as food, not to be planted. So the buyer can't say, you deceived me, or it's defective, because it's I can't use it for planting. If that was part of the condition and stipulation when it was sold, that's one thing. But no one said that. He sold in Peros. The assumption is you're going to be using it, eating it, whatever it is, and not planting it. The fact that it didn't plant, it didn't grow, is not my problem. From Shimon Gamliel Omer, Zero Negina, She'en and Ne'echolin, Chayabach Rayusa. He says, if the person buys their garden seeds, which are Einan Echom, which are not edible, they speak about leek, the Mepharshim say, or cabbage seeds, leek seeds. So these are seeds, wildflower seeds, seeds that are not normally eaten. When they grow, they're eaten, but they bought the Zerugini, they brought them as seeds, so you can't even eat the seeds. Then Chayav B'Achrayus, it says from Mishkam Leo. So then if they didn't sprout, they didn't grow when they were planted, then of course the seller is responsible to pay for them, because it was obvious, even though there was no particular stipulation, it's obvious as their own egina, that garden seeds are the einan echol, that are not edible, were not being sold for eating, they were being sold for planting. The Gemara says that this is the divrei hakor. Shimon Gamliel is not arguing with the Tana Kama at all. Everyone agrees to this. Zeru gina that are not ne'achalim achay bachrus. In fact, the entire author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Of course, if the buyer did something wrong and the reason it didn't grow is because they were defective, it's not because they were defective, but rather because he didn't plant them properly. So that's his problem. Then, of course, the seller is not chay bachrus. Perek vav Mishnah base hamocher peros lachaveru hareis. And the kabel olav rovatinofis lisa. There are impurities that you sometimes have in produce. So here what the Mishnah is saying is the buyer has to be willing to accept up to a quarter of a kav of tinofis. Tinofis means dirt, filth, impurities, pebble, straw, and the like for every sa'a of produce that he's buying. So sa'a is six kav. So that means if he's accepting upon himself a rova hakav of tinofis for a sa'a, so that means it's 1/24 of the purchase. He has to assume it's going to be pebble, straw, whatever it is, and he can't claim that I want a refund. This is typical for buying and selling, that you're going to have some impurities there. Te'en. So that is when it comes to grain, beans, and the like. Te'en. What about when you're buying figs? Mekabel of eser mitulaos lemea. If you're buying figs, he has to accept 10 wormy figs for each 100 that he's buying, because it's common to have that amount. Figs have worms. In fact, we have to check the figs for the worms, make sure we don't eat them. Martef shel yayin, someone's buying a cellar of wine, mekabel alav eser kosis sos lemea. The buyer has to be willing to accept 10 barrels of inferior wine that has started to sour, but it's not sour enough that it's considered spoiled. So, and for what? For lemea, eser kosis lemea. That's 10%. 10 of these sour barrels for every 100. The Bar Tanura qualifies this halacha. He says the following. He says, first of all, im ha-martef shel chavios gedolos b'kabel alav esra chavios gedolos. If the martef, the wine cellar, has larger barrels, so he has to be willing to accept 10 very large barrels of kosisos, of inferior wine. Vim ha-martef shel kados, if it's made up of pitchers, smaller jugs, b'kabel alav esra kados. So 10 out of 100 smaller pitchers, jugs, he has to be willing to accept. Then he says like this, V'dafka k'sha'amar martev ze'ani mocher l'cha ula mikpa. This is only true if he said to him, the buyer said to the seller, said to the buyer, I'm selling you this martev, this particular wine cellar, and ula mikpa, which means, you know that word from Masech HaSukkah, for mikpa means for cooking purposes. Klomar losum besocha tafshel, it's wine he's planning to put in food, in cooked food. Avolim amar martef shel yain ani mochel l'chol l'mikva. He mentions l'mikva. for food, for cooking purposes. But he didn't say martef yain shel zeh. So tzarich liten lo yain shekulo yafa. Then you have to give him, you can't have 10% of a wine that's inferior, because he needs it for cooking. And you didn't say this particular wine seller. You said, I'm selling you wine for cooking. Then you have to give him superior wine, all 100 barrels. She yain shel mikva tzarich sheye yafa miskayim. You want wine that's going to be used for cooking. You don't use all the barrels all at the same time. So over the year you need them. So to have them that they're spoiled, they have to take 10% of inferior wine, that's not going to work. You use a little bit at a time. Let's say the seller didn't mention mikvah for cooking at all. I'm selling you wine. No, then you can give a middle, mediocre wine that's normally sold in the marketplace. Doesn't have to be superior. Let's just say I'm selling you this seller. And he didn't, and they happen to be wine in this cellar, but he didn't mention wine specifically. Then afilu kulo chometz igio. Then even if the whole thing is even wine that has turned into vinegar, then the sale is a sale, because he didn't even mention wine, and the buyer was willing to buy. Then the Mishnah concludes, that was all the Bar Tanura based on the Gemara. Then the Mishnah concludes, kan kanin basharon. If a person is selling barrels, earthenware barrels, to his friend in the Sharon Valley in Eretz Yisrael, mikabel olav eser pitas yaos lemea, the buyer has to be willing to accept 10 inferior barrels for each 100 that he buys. Why? Clay in the Sharon Valley was not of good quality. We may know that from the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that the people of Sharon, Hashem should protect them. Their homes don't become their graves, to turn to a cemetery, because the homes would last the whole clay, all of the whole area. The foundation was not very strong. So therefore, the clay was of poor quality. Some of the barrels that were produced potentially would have cracks in them. If you buy barrels, you have to be willing, in the Sharon Valley, you have to expect that 10% of the barrels are not going to be ideal.